Now moving on to our next story. Israeli military has tested a new fighting method in an apparent preparation for a war against the Lebanese resistance movement, Hezbollah. The Israeli army said the new method combined infantry, tanks and combat engineering into one unified force. It was tested during a drill simulating the war in the north against Hezbollah. The Israeli military also tried out new technologies in the drills, including an anti-mortar laser and more accurate artillery. Israel launched an intense war on Hezbollah in July 2006. It lasted for over a month, leaving hundreds of people dead, including many civilians. To discuss that more, we're joined by Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer from Ontario. Thank you very much, sir, once again, for joining us here on Press TV. Now, regarding this new drills that Israel is carrying out, it does seem that Israel is investing a lot in war games and new artillery. Why is it so?
Well, in 2006, Israel launched an invasion of Lebanon, and at minimum, Hezbollah fought them to a draw, but most analysts say that Israel lost the war. And that is the first war that Israel has been defeated in. And it was done by Hezbollah, which is, you know, Israel likes to call it a terrorist organization, but it's part of the Lebanese government. But it is a militia that is largely based upon the Shia population in Lebanon. And as a result, it's very close-knit. The Israelis have not been able to penetrate it or put spies in it like they have in most of the other organizations. Now, Israel claims that this technology will help them reduce civilian life. But if you look at the history of Israel, they always, you know, target civilians. And, you know, there's books by Livia Roja, who is Israel's sacred terrorism. It's based on Moshe Sharet's diaries about how Israel viewed terrorism as a, you know, an extension of its policy. And years ago, I did a book review on the Real Terror Network, written by Edward Herman, which really opened my eyes back when I was a graduate student at the university. But what Herman quotes is that the Labour Party was condemning Menachem Begin for, you know, attacking Beirut and killing many civilians. But Begin wrote a letter which was published in the Israeli press, and then that letter, and I'm quoting my book review I did back in 1986, actually, that the attacks were hypocritical and that Labour criticism of his 1981 Israeli attack on Beirut, which killed hundreds of civilians, and he offered a partial list of military attacks on Arab civilians under Labour governments, which included over 300 separate episodes that left many civilians dead. And in reply, Israel's foreign minister wrote as follows, and I think it's a very important quote. He wrote, "The picture that emerges is of Israel wantonly inflicted every possible measure of death and anguish on civilian populations in a mood reminiscent of regimes which neither Mr. Begin nor I would dare to mention by name." But it's important to note that Abba Eban did not contest the facts, but it was harshly critical of Begin's letter because of the support it gave to Arab propaganda. Abba Eban even defended the attacks, arguing that there was a rational prospect ultimately fulfilled that afflicted populations, i.e. the innocent civilians deliberately bombed, would exert pressure on the cessation of hostilities. So it has been a matter of policy for Israel since even 1947 and the 56 war where they massacred civilians at Kfar Qassam. Shortly before that, they attacked a town in Jordan to try to stop the Palestinians from going back to their homes. So they wanted to punish the Palestinian population. They went into Gaza in 1955, killed hundreds of civilians again. And in every war, Israel targets civilian infrastructure. They just destroyed a cultural center in Gaza. And in the 2006 war, Israel went after the infrastructure in Lebanon, even though it said we're fighting Hezbollah, but they were attacking bridges, sewage facilities, energy facilities. They went after in order to exert pressure on the Lebanese government to rein in Hezbollah, because it was defending Israel and demanding that Israel return territory, particularly the Sabah farms that they've been occupying illegally. So every single war, this, all, we don't attack civilians, but when you look at the aftermath, it's usually civilians that bear the brunt of it. And this policy has been carried forward from the time of, you know, Menachem Begin's attacks on Lebanon, and as Abba Eban said before, even under the Labor Party, which supposedly is more moderate. But they're constantly attacking civilians to put pressure on them to rein in Hezbollah or any other thing that Israel doesn't want, and particularly like back in those days, Palestinians trying to go back to their homes and do crops in the field, which Israel ended up murdering thousands of Palestinians for their attempt to return to their home and the property that they had. So this combination is probably rejigged the Israeli military, because they lost to Hezbollah. Hezbollah had sort of underground bunkers and all sorts of stuff. So when Israel bombed it, then when they came in, Hezbollah took out, I think it was something like 75 Israeli tanks. And the pictures of Israeli soldiers coming back into Israel after the war, you could just see the exhaustion and the fear on their faces. And this is considered by, I said, most commentators and Arab states as Israel's first defeat. And this is why Israel hates Hezbollah, because it is a formidable adversary. They try to delegitimize it, calling it a terrorist, which it is, organization, which is not. In fact, Israel is much more of a terrorist organization than Hezbollah. In fact, Hezbollah did not exist until after Israel invaded Lebanon in the 1980s, and as a response to Israel's invasion and attempt to steal Lebanese land, and of course the Litani River that Israel covets because it is a fresh water supply.
Mr. Corrigan, thank you very much. We're running out of time. Thanks a lot for your elaboration on the issue regarding Israel's military drills.